This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Tuesday the Biden administration expressed its support for a ceasefire between Israel and Gaza militants. Speaking at a briefing in Reykjavik, Blinken said, "Our goal remains to bring the current cycle of violence to an end as quickly as possible and then bring the parties back to the work of building lasting stability." U.S. President Joe Biden released a statement on his second known call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday, which were similar in previous administration's statements of support in principle for a ceasefire. But the American leader stopped short of demanding an immediate stop to the 8 days of Israeli airstrikes and Hamas rocket barrages that have killed more than 200 people, most of them Palestinian. Blinken is joining foreign ministers of the 8 members of the Arctic Council in Iceland for talks on climate change. Hundreds of protesters marched to the heavily guarded U.S. embassy in Indonesia's capital on Tuesday to demand an end to Israeli airstrikes in the Gaza Strip. Waving Indonesian and Palestinian flags and signs that read "Free Palestine," demonstrators gathered along a major street in Jakarta that runs outside the embassy. Indonesia is the world's most populous Muslim-majority nation. It does not have formal diplomatic ties with Israel. There is no Israeli embassy in the country. In Iran, meanwhile, dozens of Iranians, including women and children, rallied in Tehran on Tuesday. They burned an American flag to demonstrate their support for Palestinians. Protesters gathered in Tehran's Palestine Square, waving the flags of Palestine, Iran, and Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group.